This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of The Live Feed, KQAL's Brianna Klaparik sits down with singer-songwriter Michelle Lynn at Boats and Bluegrass, which was held at Prairie Island Campground in Winona, Minnesota. Michelle discusses why she prefers performing in the Midwest, how poetry led her to songwriting, and why the guitar is her instrument of choice for vocal accompaniment. After the interview, stay tuned to hear original compositions from Michelle Lynn. You're listening to The Live Feed.
It's Brianna here at Boats and Bluegrass. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Michelle Lynn.
And what brings you here today?
I played a set, and it was a lot of fun. It's the Saturday of Boats and Bluegrass, and I played with some people that I never really played with before. They just jumped up and did rhythmic things, and it was really fun.
So what instrument do you play? Guitar?
Yeah, guitar, and I write most of my own music. Actually, all of my own music I played today. So.
And this is your first time at Boats and Bluegrass?
Yep.
And you're from Decorah, Iowa, is that what I heard?
Yeah, Decorah, Iowa, about an hour, 15 minutes or so.
So what's your creative process like since you write your own songs?
I feel like I'm collecting all the time just different observations and always trying to study the guitar and pay attention to the way other people are playing guitar, and that just keeps me always just thinking about it. And then when I'm always thinking about it, it's kind of like a feedback process that just keeps building and building, and things just keep creating themselves almost.
So when did you first pick up an instrument?
Age of 17, I really remember it. It was basically my birthday, and that's what I wanted, was to start writing my poetry on to music that I could sing.
So it started with poetry that got you interested in music?
Yeah, I'd play little things on instruments, just playing around, but never learned or studied an instrument, and then all of a sudden, like, I love poetry so much, and I was like, well, I can't be playing the clarinet. I can't be playing, like, anything where, you know, it needs to be either piano or guitar, and a guitar would move around and go with me wherever I wanted to go. So that's why I kind of chose that one, and then I still dabble in piano. I like it.
So do you just do this full-time, music?
At this point, yeah. This is about a year and a half into just kind of, I call it like ripping the carpet under myself and just being like, I'm just going to do it. Like, this is my five-year plan, and keep my expenses as low as I possibly can, and always just be playing music for wherever, whenever music is at. Wherever music is at, I'll try to be
wherever. Where have you all traveled to with your music?
I actually stay within the Midwest because it keeps the gas expenses down, and I also travel a lot with friends of mine that have more full-time jobs, so they can't travel as far. And it's usually Duluth to Des Moines. It's kind of what I do, and then maybe Madison to like Charles City, Iowa. So I have this little route and routine in these towns that have been really responsive and really nice that I always come back to. And Winona, of course, is one of them. I love coming here and playing at Ed's Bar. Yeah, when I come to Winona, it's usually Ed's. But I am going to be playing at Mugshots. That'll be my first show there.
What's your favorite kind of venue that you've played at in the past?
At this point, I play so much that I don't really have a favorite because I love when it changes. I love a place like Ed's Bar, which is just a cool place with a lot of cool people, and they're really into art and they're really into music. And then I love playing a farmer's market in the morning and then playing a festival in the afternoon, and maybe playing another place at night. I play all kinds of places that have music 24 hours a day almost, except for that weird period between like 2 and 6 in the morning where music usually doesn't happen. But for the most part, music happens all the time, you know, and there's a lot of places to play, a lot more than I thought when I first started this about 6-7 years ago. You know, then I realized there's a lot of cool places and a lot of cool people in the Driftless region near the Mississippi, and they love music, and they really build environments like this for people to get together and experience it.
Yeah, it is small towns like this that I think really build that foundation for musicians, because in a big city you kind of have to be more established maybe.
But there's cool things in Minneapolis that let artists in, and it's all a matter of just what you think of as established, because some people need like a lot of fans to feel established. Other mm-hmm. people just need to be making their living off of it, and they feel established. Mm-hmm. And
I guess that's true.
Everybody looks at success or anything, especially in music, that everybody looks at it differently and has a different definition of it.
Do you have any memorable moments from just doing shows that you'd like to share?
I love the people that I meet. I really do. I meet a lot of really cool people and a lot of stories of, like, you know, if you're doing a show and you're kind of all hanging out with people for a day, just the things that you learn about, like, the time period that we're in America and just where different people are at with talking about it and relating, like, bigger social issues back to their own lives. And my biggest thing is, you know, a lot of things could stick out, but it's mostly just the conversations that I get to have with people that I feel really lucky to have, because it gets me out of my own head and it puts me in other people's shoes more as I travel around and I go from one environment to another. It's kind of like just absorbing the human experience and really, you know, wringing it out and getting a good perspective on things, which helps me to write from a better perspective too.
Do you normally play alone, or have you ever kind of teamed up with anyone, even writing songs?
I've never really, like, co-written with people, but I love to write things and then see what different friends do with them, you know, with the bass and with the drums and stuff. That's kind of my favorite thing. I like to write a lot, and I find if I'm working with other people, it slows it down to a point. Maybe when I'm older, like, I'll enjoy that, but right now, like, when I get a lot of ideas going in my head, I like to be in full control to get them out at the time that I want to get them out and start having them around as fast as I have them coming into my mind. And when I work with other people, it seems to slow it down by several months or years, which I don't enjoy necessarily, but maybe someday, you know.
So do you start with lyrics most of the time, or is there a certain process? You'll sit down with a guitar. How do you kind of go about creating that song or getting it all put together?
It's kind of like I said at the beginning of, you know, us talking here. It's just gathering from both places all the time. Listening to a lot of different guitar music all the time, and then always gathering up words or phrases or writing an idea. If, like, a big idea comes all at once, I'll kind of journal it. And then later look for rhymes in it and hope that it turns into a song, but I never know. It's a really random process. And after doing it for a long time, I realized that that's, like, just the nature of it. It's just a random generator of, like, you know, you put something in a human's mind and you put the world in there and it will come out different for everybody. And it'll come out different every time.
I guess everyone's perspective can be different on any given topic.
And at any given time, the same person, you know, you move them a day or you move them a year and suddenly they think differently about something. Yeah. And that's why I just feel like art's really cool to do for your whole life. It's just making a friend with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a time in your life where you've been maybe discouraged as a musician?
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. Now I just don't mind it because I know, like, it just takes those phases to get excited again, almost. Because if it were always, like, at the top of its game, then you wouldn't know what the top of its game was, and you wouldn't know when it shifts up another level as far as your abilities or... Yeah, I've definitely had discouraging times, but not as much lately. This summer has been the best summer ever, and last summer was really good, and I feel like most of any discouraging things were in my mind. Mm-hmm. And they were in the way that I looked at things, and a lot of that's starting to fade away and it's not there anymore. So I feel like it's good things ahead for sure.
Good. What are your plans for the near future or 5 years from now?
I found that anytime I make plans, it always ends up being 10 times different than I would think that it would be. So it's mostly kind of just to do what I'm doing and hope that it builds a momentum and that I get to continue to do what I love, because right now I couldn't ask for anything different. I mean, I get to do music and I get to play like 100 to 150 shows a year. There was a time like 5 years ago when that's all I wanted. And now that I've got that, it's more about just preserving it and trying to now work on, like, how can I make my show a really great experience for other people, as well as just a great experience for myself as I travel around a lot and I'm in my own head a lot. So it's just to keep that space clear and keep enjoying myself as much as I've enjoyed myself on a day like today, you know?
You said you do like 150 shows a year, maybe? How many days out of the week is that usually? Are they kind of condensed?
A lot of times it'll get condensed, and I condense a lot of it into the summer and the spring and the fall. And then in the winter, I'll just do more writing and more recording and stuff. But this year, I never really totaled up all the shows. I'm pretty sure it's pushing 100 to 150, somewhere in there. I mean, I don't keep track.
Yeah, no.
But I know that I am doing it. This summer, it's been probably 3 or 4 days a week, every week. So,
how many albums have you had recorded?
I've recorded 4 at this point, and it's a great experience to watch each one change and get better as I get to know more about the recording process and more about what it is that I'm actually doing, which is like taking a moment of time and preserving it for myself, and that maybe I want to preserve that this way or another way. And yeah, I'm really excited about the album I'm working on now too, and I'm really thankful for all the ways the albums in the past led me to this point.
Where are you recording your album?
I recorded them at a little studio at first, and then I met a great group of people who understood more about the recording process and understood how to get me my own equipment. And now that I'm like more excited about that, I want to know how to run this equipment and be able to make albums whenever I want within my own home. But there's always cool opportunities to go to like a big giant house where the sounds are really cool, or there's other ways to like record things with a band, and that might involve studios, but it's kind of everywhere at this point, but mostly in my apartment. In the place where I live is where the majority of the album will get recorded.
If people want to get in contact with you, how should they go about doing that?
Yeah, it's michellelynmusic.com, and that has all the shows and all the contact info on it. So if people could check that out, that would be really helpful. So yeah, michellelynmusic.com is the main vein for all that information.
Well, thank you for being here with me today.
Yeah, this has been a really nice chat. Thank you. Thanks. This is Adam. He's from Winona, I believe. I saw him doing some beatboxing for Sandman, the Rapping Cowboy, and I was like, let's try it out. So this song's pretty easy to follow.
What have we here? Get a handle on yourself, can't shut it up forever. Get a handle on yourself, can't shut it up forever. You pull me aside, said stop running from yesterday's lies. I know, you know you've been bottled up airtight. Blue in the face, bled white, tell me spelled it out right. Do you believe beyond the benefit of the doubt? Benefit of the what, yes? Double guess the obvious, if that's what you're asking. We'll see what we can do. Our minds are made up. Our minds get made up of whatever it takes. Until the choices are making us. Choices making us. My friend, do you believe in justice or fairness? Shorter end of the stick, all the better to beat the dead horse with. How's your appetite? Face duct taped to the head of the buffet. How do you sleep at night? Still using your nightlight. How many fingers am I holding up? If that's what you're asking, doctor, we'll see what we can do. When our minds are made up, our minds get made up of whatever it takes. Until the choices are making us. Choices making us, my friend. Get a handle on yourself, can't shut it up forever. Get a handle on yourself, can't shut it up forever. And how have things been going at home? Deeds been redone, they say it's time. Brother, jump off the farm, get on the much for. You psycho babbling, how's your concentration? There's something on the wall, I don't know who wrote this. Next one's protocol, disappear tomorrow. Would anyone notice you gone? You said jump, I said how far is the fall? I've been wondering If I've been wandering too far, how'd I get here? And who'll get me out alive? Our minds are made up. Our minds get made up of whatever it takes. Onto the choices are making us. Choices making us, my friend. All the time I spent wishing I could fly. I could have built a rocket and slingshot it through the sky. But I like crap, brain fried, and landed by your side. And kid, you got quite the imagination. Do people clap when you survive normal conversations? Well, take a guess. Take a guess, come on, come on. Oh, take a guess now. Anybody's guess now. Shut it off forever. Get a handle on yourself. But I couldn't shut it off.
Whenever I bow, I have to go. All right, we're going to do one more. And then Jeff Mitchell's around. Good deal. He'll be coming up after this song. This is a little bit newer one.
Solved all of our probable scenarios are about to unfold as we gravitate towards the ones we like. It helps create the ones we find. Renovating for a better cage never did take the cage away. There's far too much to speculate. To decorate only hangs in the way. Stay waiting for patience. Nothing's in the way. It is finished. While debating the pros and cons, we saw enough to know the favorite one. Letting go of what props us up, we discover no back and no front. We're in it all, and it's all in us. Autonomous, anonymous. Step slightly while falling into place. Behind me heaves a figure eight. You'll find me close proximity, separate ways to the same place. And the walk there, it's always longer than the walk back. Remember, this earth has a blender. There's a big picture, and it's in here somewhere. A shattered patterns come here together. Faster and faster, one after another. Steps lightly while falling into place. Same place.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Dropped my anchor down, landed out of bounds, up, down, in a roundabout where there's nothing, nothing's left out. We are extreme, we are equals, like infinity around a zero. Defy monotony, lies one double life at a time. Sit tight, hear a call in the night, every clock unwind. We are extreme, we are equals, like infinity around a zero. Go on, go on, for eons, lessons, lessons, they're eternal until they are learned. Lessons, lessons, they're reoccur. Consequence, no outcome out of sequence. You came, you went, footprints on my wet cement. Every event left a dent.
Every good day has got to start with a woo!
Especially if it's in bluegrass. And a special thanks to Tom. This is my first year here playing, and I'm just so thankful for the opportunity. It's just been an amazing, amazing weekend. So, and just getting to meet so many other musicians and people. It's a cool environment to establish for people.
Don't say you didn't see it coming. I can't say I didn't see this coming. I don't understand the first thing about the way you're put together. Mind, body, and soul, not necessarily in that order, as we recklessly run and fly by night. 101 to what we should be wise enough to run away from. I was wondering, kind of, sort of, a little bit, could you possibly get out of me? What I want, down slide. Swing heads turn to the side, eyes wide, grinning, taking delight in a nagging possibility. And I'm really just a prisoner jumper, opening my chains, trying to beat you hands down in social charades. Innocent enough behind all these words, but sometimes I think you hope I get what you deserve. Was this a coincidence? Pass it off as an accident. Since when's the aim been to get the hit or miss waiting to happen? When it's not that I block your vision or you block mine. Hey, tell me why why can't we see we're blind? Should I say sorry? I opened my mouth, nothing good came out of it. Out of touch, tied in tongues, set me up now. Who means to make it hurt if it's not where it counts? Are you trying to confuse me with little rules about how a guard goes up and time must come down? Whether you talk your way out or talk your way through, facts get bigger as they get closer, like most things do. Was this a coincidence? Pass it off as an accident. Since when's the aim been to get the hit or miss waiting to happen? When it's not that I block your vision or you block mine, hey, tell me, why can't we see you? We see we're
pretty close, dude.
Cupid's got an eye patch, don't say he didn't see it coming. Cupid's got an eye patch, don't say he didn't see it.
Good job, kid. It's like we got two more songs here today. Just one more song before Jamie comes up on the cowbell, which will be an amazing blow-your-mind experience. I love the cowbell. I hope to include it on the next album for sure. It's more rock-y.
Set the pace when by says, guard my gate. Oh, 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 from all invasion. One in time, all sides align. Sides of you I never saw, shaped you into who you are. One time, all sides align beside. Hold it so. Do you know your sequel? Break the mold, and you're waiting gold. It's on the table.
Thank you guys very much. We got one more song here. Does that sound good? All right. Where's Jamie with his cowbell? I know he ran away now. We'll just start it without him.
Where is the log?
And there he is. He's hiding back there.
To stay, to remain, to review how I came, to aim, to relate to this place, to rise, to fall, to be here at all. To be where all moments meet, feelings part of these. I like to be where I can stay in one piece. To seek, to reach, to return and repeat. With the blur to return and move forward, to serve over and over. I will until my thoughts grow farther. My thoughts grow farther and farther apart. Oh, yeah. And feelings, part of these, longing to be where all moments meet. And feelings, part of me, I like to be where I can stay in one piece. Wow.
Thank you guys very much. Thank you to Jamie and Adam and Jeff and everybody who came out. And
thank you to Michelle Lynn for taking time out to visit with us on the live feed. Another thank you goes out to Tom Fassbender, organizer of Boats and Bluegrass. Tom, thank you for allowing us to come and record Boats and Bluegrass events. You've been listening to the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.